Among Muslims, there are some who advocate the philosophy of Rumi, some who claim that homosexuality, which the Quran defines as an abomination, is legitimate, some who claim that wine, which is unlawful by religion, is lawful, and some who support the fallacy of Darwinism, which denies the fact that God created everything, and try to make an understanding that does not comply with the Quran to prevail in the world. This wrongful understanding of Islam, advocated by such people, is dangerous for the entire Islamic world. Muslims should be very cautious against this attempt to disseminate a philosophy that misrepresents Islam.
Quilliam Foundation, a London-based think tank, in an exhibition held by this foundation that is supposedly serving Muslims. Information about man-to-man sexual relations praised in the works, claiming to belong to Maulana, a.k.a. Rumi, is explained. The foundation advocates Rumism and Darwinism in a panel organized by the Quilliam Foundation on April 21, 2016, with the name Sexual Diversity Within Islam. Homosexuality has been discussed. Well-known homosexuals in England who present themselves as Muslims have attended this panel as panelists. One of the founders of the foundation, Majid Nawaz, who advocates Rumism and Darwinism, promoted this panel that propagates homosexuality on his social media account with the following words. The great speakers in our Quilliam Foundation and Free Word Center panel tonight on sexual diversity within Islam.
Panelists in the Quilliam Foundation's panel about homosexuality. Asif Lahore. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. A transsexual known for his homosexuality and his theater plays about homosexuality. He runs a nightclub where homosexuals frequently visit. He is known to be one of the most preeminent homosexuals in England.
Arya Alaga. He is a homosexual social media expert living in London. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. His family is from Iran. He was born in the UK. He is striving to make homosexuals regarded as legitimate within the Muslim world.
Kakan Qureshi. His father is one of the founders of the Birmingham Central Mosque. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He says that he has been living a homosexual lifestyle since he was 22. With his writings, with the programs he attends, and his statements, he is one of those who constantly keep homosexuality on the agenda. He founded a number of institutions propagandizing homosexuality.
Peter Techo. He is one of the most well-known homosexuals active in England, who conducts joint works with the Quilliam team. He also advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He works with the popular Tell Mama organization that advocates on behalf of homosexuals. Since 1967, he has carried out activities that encourage and propagate homosexuality. He conducts organized studies to legitimize homosexual marriages in many countries.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful, haram. Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits. He said, I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate. Matt Ogston. He is one of the widely known homosexuals in England who lived in London with a man named Naz while he was 23 years old. He founded a foundation named the Naz and Matt Foundation after his homosexual partner, Naz, committed suicide. The foundation advocates homosexuality and carries out activities to legitimize homosexuality. The mission of this foundation is to legitimize homosexuality. The Naz and Matt Foundation also supported Quilliam Foundation exhibition named Sexuality in Islam that praises homosexuality. Hundreds of Muslims are martyred daily in Syria, Iraq, and Libya. Dozens drown in the Mediterranean Sea. And millions are living their lives as refugees in foreign lands. While all that the Quilliam Foundation seems to be concerned with is spreading homosexuality, which is banned in the Quran. Another field Quilliam Foundation is active in, just as much as giving voice to homosexuality, is Rumism and Darwinism propaganda. People appearing as Muslims are sent across the world by means of this foundation to advocate Darwinism and materialism. Although there is not a single word that validates the claims of the evolution of living things in the Quran, they are preaching Darwinism as if it complies with the Quran.
Ed Hussein, founder of the Quilliam Foundation. The real name of Ed Hussein, who comes from a Bangladeshi family, is Muhammad Mahbub Hussein. Since he doesn't want to use the name of our prophet, peace be upon him, may God forbid, he prefers the name Ed. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. Some information Ed Husain gives about himself. I could no longer believe in a God who wanted us to govern in his name. In fact, I did not even think of God as he anymore. God was a human construct, a human projection. My inner consciousness of God hit an all-time low. The presence of God in my life was lost. Externally, I portrayed signs of piety to maintain a standing among my target audience, but I was no longer an observant Muslim. I had lost the essence of Islam. I still had two faces, two personalities. I couldn't accept Islam as a spiritual pursuit. My distance from God resulted partly because true faith had not touched my heart in a decade. I wore it on my sleeve, abused it for political ends, but I had lost the essence of Islam.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful, haram. And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people." The only answer of his people was to say, "Expel them from your city. They are people who keep themselves pure." Majid Nawaz, born in England, he is of Pakistani origin. He is one of the founders of the Quilliam Foundation and Ed Husain's partner. He shares caricatures about the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and God, may God forbid, in his Twitter account that are offensive to Muslims. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He made a statement saying, "Islam is not a religion of peace." One of the most significant characteristics of Majid Nawaz is that he constantly keeps homosexuality on the agenda. In many programs he attends, and in the columns he writes, he explains homosexuality and claims that it is not incompatible with Islam. For example, in one of the shows he attended on BBC in 2014, named "Can You Be Gay and Muslim?", Majid Nawaz claimed that being opposed to premarital sex and homosexuality is a bigoted mindset, and stated that all sorts of homosexual relations and homosexual marriage should be accepted by Muslims. In a recent article, Majid Nawaz makes the claim, "Why does gay sex scare modern Muslims? It didn't in the Golden Age." In this article, he uses a picture of two men, lip to lip. In this article, while Majid Nawaz claims that many so-called Islamic scholars regard homosexuality as normal, he uses Milana as reference to this claim. In his own way, he uses the profound passion and love that the person claimed to be Milana has expressed in his works for Shams Tabrizi as an evidence to advocate homosexuality.
Usama Hassan. He is a researcher in the Islamic Studies Department of the Quilliam Foundation. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism, just like it is claimed in the books that are claimed to be Milana's. He claims that the theory of evolution is compatible with Islam. He advocates the fallacy claiming that the concept of evolution exists in Islam as well. He claims that the origin of life might have come from the space. Regarding the Quran as, may God forbid, insufficient, he claims that the commands and prohibitions in the Quran should be reevaluated, and that a new Sharia should be formed.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful, haram. Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits. He said, I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate. The Tell Mama Foundation and Fiaz Mughal, another British foundation advocating Rumism and Darwinism. The foundation that presents itself as seemingly an organization reporting attacks against Muslims is known for defending homosexuals. The foundation carries out joint activities with Quilliam Foundation. On July 9, 2014, Tell Mama and its executive, Fiaz Mughal, held a meeting in Quilliam. The topic discussed in this meeting was about choosing a method that will collect information about Muslims. Usama Hassan also attended this meeting. Fiaz Mughal, the founder of this foundation, is known for his support for homosexuals in social media. Fiaz Mughal, who is in close contact with England's well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell, praises a person who participated in the gay parade, homosexual parade, in London, and called himself the oldest gay, homosexual, and describes him as an amazing person. Saida Warsi is another important supporter of the Tell Mama Foundation. The most significant common characteristic Saida Warsi, who was the first Muslim female minister in the UK government, has with this circle is the support she gives to homosexuals.
Saida Warsi. Saida Warsi, who is the so-called representative of Muslims in the British Parliament, openly advocates homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful. She also is an advocate of Darwinism and Roomism. In her own twisted mind, she argues that Muslims should advocate homosexuality in order to become modern. For instance, in the interview she gave to the Daily Mail, she says that Muslims are progressive about gay rights, homosexual rights, and in her own way, tries to lead Muslims in this field. Saida Warsi, who said, "There is social conservatism, maybe even social intolerance, but most religious communities on the issue of homosexuality have been on a journey on this. So has my own party. So has the Church of England," posted the following message on the social media. "The journey from homophobes to gay rights is one we have all been on, including the Tory party, the church, and the Muslims."
According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful, haram. And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people." The only answer of his people was to say, "Expel them from your city. They are people who keep themselves pure." Faisal Abbas, the editor of Al Arabiya English. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
Zia Merrill lives in London. He is one of those people the Quilliam Foundation gives references to. Turkey and Middle East specialist. Advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He frequently shares quotes from Rumi in his social media accounts.
Iyad El-Baghdadi, Arab Spring activist. He now resides in Norway, where he has received political asylum. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
Omar Ashour, UK citizen of Egyptian origin. He is a member of Chatham House. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He is a senior lecturer in security studies in the University of Exeter that carries out joint works with the Quilliam Foundation.
Mo Ansar, his real name is Muhammad Ansar. He is of Pakistani origin. Since he doesn't want to use the name of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, may God forbid, he prefers the abbreviated form of the name as Mo. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
Sam Harris. He is an American atheist author, together with whom Majit Nawaz has written a book. Majit Nawaz calls him Habibi, my beloved. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He is an advocate of the new atheism movement. According to this movement, one should oppose religion, and religion should be kept under pressure.
Hamza Yusuf. He is American. His real name is Mark Hansen. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He has been propagandizing Roomism in Turkey for 15 years.
Timothy Winter. He is British. He introduces himself as Abdal Hakim Murad. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. He teaches Islam in Cambridge University and mainly focuses on Roomism in his lectures.
Anno Bunik. Specialist in intelligence. He is lecturer in university and a commentator about Middle East and conflicts. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism.
C.J. Whirlman, Australian atheist author. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. Surely God is above all his claims. He uses very crude words about God, religion, and sacred values that do not befit respect in his book, God Hates You, and in all his other books.
Dimitris Bibikos. He claims to be a Muslim, yet shares photographs of himself taken with a wine bottle in his hand. His postings have propensity for violence, and advocates people known for their homosexuality. He is also known for his comments that are incompatible with the morality of the Quran. He advocates Roomism and Darwinism. According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful, haram. Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits. He said, "I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate."
Sarah Maple. British feminist of Iranian origin. She is a Darwinist and advocates Roomism. Since she tries to humiliate Muslim women in her own way and mock them, she receives support for this attitude from this lot, mainly from Majit Nawaz. Since she has works against Islam, the biggest art galleries in the UK allow her to exhibit her works in them.
Majid Rafizadeh. He is of Iranian and Syrian origins and known for his books against Islam. He is a Darwinist and advocates Roomism. God is surely above all his claims. His book is titled, A God Who Hates Women. In his new book about to be published, he explains why and how he abandoned Islam. Because of his comments that advocate man-to-man sexual relations and those against Islam and Muslims, He receives special support from some British and American media.
David Lapiska. He is an American freelance journalist based in Istanbul. He was barred from re-entering Turkey on April 25, 2016, because he is on the list of the persons designated to be a threat to enter Turkey. He is known for his prejudiced writings against Turkey. He advocates Darwinism and Roomism. He shares postings that regard man-to-man sexual relations as normal in his social media accounts.
Sunny Hundal. He was born in London and is of Indian origin. He is an author and an academic. He is known for his writings and postings that, in his own mind, mock the beliefs of Muslims and advocate homosexuality. For instance, he shares the caricatures of Charlie Hebdo, in which they, in their own minds, imagine that they are mocking Christians and Muslims. One of his postings that advocate the rights of homosexuals is a photo that shows the raised homosexual flag. Along with this photo, he makes a comment in which he urges Asians to question themselves about their anti-homosexuality and says, "The United States Supreme Court today legalized gay marriage. History has been made." In another posting, he defines the spreading of homosexuality among Muslims as amazing news. Another one of the incidents Sunny Hundal praises is the fact that Scotland is the only country in which the majority of political party leaders are homosexual. Sunny Hundal's writings are also shared by the Tell Mama Foundation, which advocates homosexuality, with praises. Well-known British homosexual Peter Tatchell shares a writing with the title, "Islam's Great Love Story," with Sunny Hundal. All this information shows us how a conscious movement is carried out to disseminate homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful to the Islamic world. According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful. Haram. And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people." The only answer of his people was to say, "Expel them from your city. They are people who keep themselves pure."
Yalda Hakim. Born in Afghanistan, Yalda Hakim, who works as a journalist in the UK, is one of those people who advocates Roomism and Darwinism. She prepares a great part of the BBC shows praising homosexuality and reports about the Quilliam Foundation. Yalda Hakim is also the one who prepared the report about the exhibition organized by the Quilliam Foundation that encourages homosexuality and announced this exhibition in her social media account. Islam and Sexuality, a new art exhibition by Quilliam Foundation Majid Nawaz in London. We discuss with an artist. Majid Nawaz in return thanks Yalda Hakim for making news about Quilliam's exhibition. Yalda Hakim, who also writes tweets praising the legitimization of homosexual marriages in the U.S., frequently posts quotations about Roomism. The OBS intelligence organization based in Malta thanks Yalda Hakim for her postings related with Rumi. Thank you, Yalda Jan. Keep sharing more from Great Rumi.
Haras Rafiq. He is the executive manager of the Quilliam Foundation. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He claims that the irreligious Stalinist PKK should be supported and that this terror organization should be supplied with weapons. He also speaks unseemly about Turkish soldiers defending our homeland, risking their lives. Gay rights, homosexual rights, is another topic Haras Rafiq advocates. The speech he gave in the conference where gay rights, homosexual rights, were promoted, titled "Interfaith Solidarity, LGBT," held at Warwick University in the UK, was shared by the well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell. Well-known homosexual Peter Tatchell praises this speech of Haras Rafiq by saying, "Haras Rafiq of Quilliam Foundation speaks out for LGBT rights at Interfaith Conference." Haidar Zaki, who is also one of those working for Quilliam, says that as Quilliam, they will be defending the rights of homosexuals, which God has deemed as unlawful, and shares Haras Rafiq's speech at a gay rights, homosexual rights meeting. Haras Rafiq posts quotes from Rumi in his social media account and sends them to people such as Majid Nawaz. According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful, haram. Of all beings, do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you? You are a people who have overstepped the limits. He said, "I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate."
Nirvana Mahmood, commentator on the Middle East. Her views and her articles are mostly against Turkey. She advocates Roomism and Darwinism. She writes about gay rights, homosexual rights. Majit Nawaz frequently recommends the articles of Nirvana Mahmood and wants everyone to support her. Haras Rafiq of Quilliam invites Nirvana Mahmood to write for Quilliam. This is how Nirvana Mahmood praises Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau's support for homosexuals. Mr. Cool, who is pro-gays and pro-Islamists, he would be more magical if you make the Islamists accept gay rights. Gay marriage, homosexual marriage, is something else Nirvana Mahmood supports. She posted, "Dear fellow Egyptians, if you are not happy with gay marriage, do not visit the countries that allowed it. Meanwhile, mind your own business." Together with Ed Hussein, they share quotes of Rumi back and forth. Ed Hussein sent Nirvana Mahmood the following quote of Rumi. "There are a thousand ways to kneel and kiss the ground." Mavlana Rumi. Nirvana Mahmood also shared Mustafa Akyol's article published in New York Times with the heading, "The hostility of many Muslims toward homosexuality has little basis in the Quran," and said the following. Must read by Mustafa Akyol. Sadly, soul-searching is in short supply among Muslims, not just about homosexuality.
Rula Jibril. She was born in Haifa, Israel. She is a foreign policy analyst, author, and novelist. She defines herself as a secular Muslim. She is from Ed Hussein's close circle. She advocates Rumism and Darwinism. She openly supports homosexuality. She claims that advocating homosexuality is advocating human rights. She also shares Mustafa Akyol's articles about homosexuality. In her social media account, she defines a night she spent with two homosexuals as an amazing night.
Shiraz Mahir, who has been the chief researcher in London King Center for International Radicalization Studies, is a British citizen with Pakistani origins. He advocates Rumism and Darwinism. He also has connections with the Tony Blair Foundation, which Ed Hussein works for. The Quillian Foundation supports Shiraz Mahir and shares his articles. Majit Nawaz recommends Shiraz Mahir, saying that he should be followed. Homosexual activist Peter Tatchell, who works with the Tell Mama Foundation, shares the articles of Shiraz Mahir. Shiraz Mahir shares postings advocating homosexual marriages, and in his own twisted mind advocates gay rights, homosexual rights. For instance, in his own mind, he criticizes anti-homosexuality in Russia.
Claire Berlinski. She is an author, academic, and an advisor who worked in England, Thailand, Laos, France, and Turkey. She advocates Rumism and Darwinism. She is a friend of David Lapiska, who shares postings supporting homosexuality. She shares libelous posts against Turkey. She makes comments that do not befit respect to religion. Nirvana Mahmood and Mustafa Akyol are among those she supports and has connections with. Claire Berlinski supports homosexuality. For instance, in her book named Menace in Europe, Why the Continent's Crisis is America's, 2. She praises the election of homosexual mayor of Paris.
All this information shows us how a conscious movement is being carried out to disseminate homosexuality, which God has deemed unlawful in the Islamic world, and to make an understanding of a Quranless Islam based on Darwinism and Rumism prevail. This false understanding of Islam, preached by some, is a grave danger for the whole Islamic world. Muslims should be very cautious about it.
According to Islam, homosexuality is a disgusting act, an obscenity which is unlawful, haram. And Lot, when he said to his people, "Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women. You are indeed a depraved people." The only answer of his people was to say, "Expel them from your city. They are people who keep themselves pure."